Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of America Party book. Our topic tonight is can't put Trump in office and not give him a winning team. It is not enough to put Trump in office unless you give him a team sweep. By now, we have all learned that all parties have a good old boys club. Government people control should not be a lifetime, a career. One term per termite is my rule with few exceptions. If we elect Trump to flush the bureaucrat toilet, we have to sweep into office the people who will help him reach our goal. Every agency is loaded with extra sludge. Why does Chuck Schumer need 120 staffers to vote to burn the flag and kill kids? We can get Al-Qaeda to do that for free. Why do we allow the EPA, the BLM, and the murderers of Lavoie Finicum, covered up in the press in 10 minutes, to take away farmers' lands and fishermen rights and ranchers' cattle? Why do we allow the media to sanitize the news and hide a government takeover by the party of death? Who told us we can't pray and can only perform a muzzle moment of silence? Who is teaching and lying about our history as if the courses were structured in the Kremlin? Who is smuggling little children, undocumented, into the USA without papers or parents? And where are those kids ending up? And how many are in grave sites that we don't know about? When did Obama and the DOJ become narco gunrunners and coyotes? Why did 10,000 Americans OD on heroin in 2014? Are drugs communist chemical warfare? Why do we allow the media to hide the truth? Why should we wait and suffer 8 years of anti-American government when we could impeach our enemies tomorrow? Two things we can no longer afford to do. One is settle for the lesser of two evils, and two is to wait till the next election to fire our enemies and then forget about it. We can't do that. Trump needs team sweet. I'll take a break. We'll go for a Star Spangled Banner just to remind you what country you come from.
Oh, say,
We dedicate that tune to all the boys in the Hindu Kush tonight that Obama is sneaking back there to bail them out. And also the 22 GIs that are thinking of checking out tonight. Don't do it. We need you. We love you. God loves you. He created you. Do not self-destruct. Wait till tomorrow when the sun comes out and think about it. So, I'm looking for supporters of Trump on images on the net. And I went to Mexican supporters of Trump. And I got to say, sadly, I didn't see any. But the whole image section was all propaganda crap. It was really propaganda. And I got to say that it is really sad that people in communist-controlled countries, when they come here, they bring communism with them. And we don't need that. We're the land of free. You heard the guy singing. So when you come here, you're either with us or against us. And you got to support El Trumpo. Now, I think that there are Latinos that support Trump, and we're going to see them in the voting booths. And I know union guys that have been told they have to vote for Hillary. They have to vote for Hillary. The bosses have told them they have to vote for Hillary. And if they find out that they voted any other way, they will be punished and possibly kicked off the job. They have to vote for Hillary. Those are orders from top down. Those are orders from Hillary. But you know what they're doing? They're voting for Trump. You think the Teamsters are going to vote for Hillary? And she's going to put them out of work. No matter what their boss says, when they get in that voting booth, they know who butters their bread. And they're going to be voting for their job. So, now I'll tell you who's going to vote. The black community, the rappers and the dopers, will not vote for Trump. They would definitely will not vote for Trump. They'll do everything they can to smear him. But I'll tell you who is going to vote for Trump in the black community. The gospel people. The people that go to church every Sunday. The people that watch all the broken souls in their community limping into a pew with a drug problem. And you don't realize it yet, but heroin is going to kill a lot of Americans this year and next year. 10,000 died in 2014 just from heroin alone. And they'll tell you marijuana is not a gateway drug. But I hear through the grapevine that there's a new marijuana paste that's coming up, and they don't have to carry big bales of weed anymore. And they're smoking it in those electric cigarettes. And it's five times more powerful than regular weed. So weed leads to heroin. And don't let anybody tell you. I guarantee you the 10,000 who OD'd in 2014 all started with weed. Everybody has beginner's luck. So, the black community, the church-going blacks, they're not voting for Hillary. They know Hillary is two steps away from drug slavery. These guys are going to vote for a church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a head clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Head clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church. that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord, but we dancing, shouting away from morning until day. Yeah!
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh! I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give. Sing, shout, praise all around. The name of Jesus. See, we're in that church.
I want
to come along. I really do.
The next tune we're going to dedicate to all the Latinos who serve Cristo Rey, who will vote for Trump because they know Trump is jobs, Trump is family, and Trump is freedom. And we're going to dedicate this tune to all of the vets, especially the Korean War vets who fought the forgotten war, never got credit for their sacrifice, the Vietnam vets who were betrayed, a Democrat president sent them there, and a Democrat president left them there, and then Richard Nixon had to bail them out, and they blamed the Democrats, said, get us off the hook, and Nixon started to withdraw to bring the troops home and stop the onslaught, and those guys never lost in battle. They were betrayed in New York, San Francisco, and Chicago by the people that now sit in the House and the Senate. Many of them. Many flag burners and baby killers who do sit-ins in the Congress, in the halls of Congress. All of those 26 that sat in that sit-in, most of them voted to burn the flag, and most of them vote to kill kids. And they're also socialists. They are active members in the Socialist Party. If you go to the 70 socialist members of Congress, you will see their names. You can match them up to who was sitting on the floor. We're dedicating this next tune to all the GIs, especially the Marines who fought twice in Fallujah. Once when they had taken half the city and the State Department decided they were going to negotiate and they pulled them out. They pulled them out to the outskirts of Fallujah after they bled and died to take half of Fallujah. And then the State Department couldn't win the negotiations, so they said, send the Marines back in to die again. We'll show them. So I dedicate this to all GIs, all vets. Especially Latinos who suffer. Fortin Gomez died. coming up on Monday, as the abortion clinics open, we will have lost 66 GIs to suicide. 3 days of suicides. God knows how many we're going to lose to heroin. If we lost 10,000 in a year, what is that? If it was 12,000, it would be 1,000 a month. So we're going to lose 800 a month. That's 200 a week. 200 a week to heroin. We got casualties, folks, and we're not even in a war. Not at least that we know about. But I got to tell you, drugs is chemical warfare. And the Russians and Chinese dreamt it up a long time ago. And all of those roots coming out of South America, all were created by the Russians and the Chinese. There's a book called Red Cocaine. The guy's name is Douglas, is the author. It's a story of drug trafficking as a weapon of war. And it brings us up to about 68, maybe up to 72. But it's still going on. You can see it every day. We're in trouble. So anyway, on Monday morning, 4,700 American babies are going to be chopped up for spare parts. And they're going to be sold. A brain goes for $3,400. I often wonder if blue eyes fetch a bigger price than brown eyes. They're killing kids, folks. And we're witnesses to it. We're no different than the German villagers who looked the other way when the ashes and DNA dust were coming out of the chimneys. We're no better than they are. So we got a bridge that we need to build over troubled waters. Don't give up, GIs. Don't give up, 22. Stay alive. You already died for us. Don't die twice. Oh, we got a song, but it's not playing loud. Let's see if we can bring it up.
When tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough,
their 50s, one out of five songs, popular songs, had God in them. Who took God out of music?
Your eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and oh, how they give you away. Why try to deny you're a woman in love, when I know very well what they say? They say no moon in the sky ever lets such a glow. Some flame deep within made them shine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine. Crazily gaze evermore into mine.
One out of five.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me,
Next tune's by a guy named Frankie Lyman. Goes back to the 50s. Did the IRS Gestapo decide who lives and who dies? Why does the State Department operate like a mini UN? No loyalty to us, but good uranium deals for our enemies. Why do we allow the EPA, the BLM, and the murderers of Lavoie Finicum to take away farmers' lands, fishermen's rights, and ranchers' cattle? Why do we allow the media to sanitize the news and hide a government takeover by the party of death? Who told us we can't pray and can only wear a muzzle with a moment of silence? Who is teaching and lying about our history as if their courses were structured in the Kremlin? Who is smuggling little children undocumented into the USA without papers or parents? Where are they ending up? In chicken coops and in brothels? When did Obama and the DOJ become narco gun runners and coyotes? They hear them talking. They want to take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens. If you go to any country that has a dictator, the dictator has all the guns. The people have none. If you go to Brazil and you say, do you have a gun? Oh, no, I'm not allowed to have a gun. You go to Mexico. Do you have a gun? No, I'm not allowed to have a gun. Who has the guns in your country? Oh, the military and the narco-terrorists. But the people do not have guns. So, when the military's not killing the people, the narco-terrorists are. And the people are defenseless. Hitler said, when people asked, can we keep our firearms? He said, why would you need firearms? The SS will protect you. And he protected them, didn't he? Admiral Yamamoto, after Pearl Harbor, was asked, why did you not invade the West Coast and follow up with your victory? He said, behind every blade of grass is an American with a gun. We cannot do it. Now they want to take away your freedom, and they give you the BS. Well, you know, that was a law that was passed when there were muskets. No, the British had muskets, and they had 8-pounder cannon, and that's what they had. And you know what the Americans had? Muskets and 8-pounder cannon. As a matter of fact, when they drove the British out of Boston, they dragged the cannon out of Fort Ticonderoga all the way to Boston Harbor, overlooking the British fleet. And the British fleet had to pull out. If they only had muskets, the British fleet never would have pulled out. You have to match the firepower of those who can hurt you with the same firepower or better. So why did 10,000 Americans OD on heroin? You want to talk about gun sales? You can buy a gun any day and any hour of the day. You can buy a gun with no paperwork. All you got to do is go to your drug dealer and put in your order. Jimmy from Brooklyn tells me many years ago the Chinese were smuggling in AK-47s into California under Clinton. And they had smuggled in 100,000 AK-47s, and somebody tipped off the government. And do you know what the government did? They tipped off the Chinese, and the Chinese stopped shipping the weapons in. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Why do we allow the media to hide the truth? I don't trust the media, and I don't trust either party. People on the top are all the same. When they get to the top, it's one club. Whether they're Democamos or Repuppies. Why is it we can't make anything anymore? Not even a comb or a toothbrush. Why is it that America, who outproduced the world in 1945, with the largest merchant marine fleet, we were number one in the world. Today we're nothing. We can't keep two little surrender boats, Navy boats, out of Iranian hands. How'd you like that cover-up? There was the 10-minute news, wasn't it? Yeah. We supplied in World War II Britain with arms and the starving Russian army with arms and food. If you ask any Russian who served in World War II and what he remembers about Americans, he will tell you, spam. American gave me spam. And if World War II was fought today, we would lose. Why should we wait and suffer 8 years of anti-American government when we could impeach our enemies tomorrow? Two things we can no longer afford to do. One, settle for the lesser of two evils. Those days are over. And two, wait till the next election to fire our enemies. Forget about it. Trump needs team sweep. He has to get a big broom, and he's got to have a lot of handles. So, having said that, I'm going to play Del Vikings, five Air Force boys who got together to do up.
Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue?
saying Trump is down to Clinton by 10 points? You buy that? You buy that BS? Yeah, there's only two polls to trust, and I've got both of them, Stashu and Wanda, and they both say Trump is in all the way. And this is the song we'll be singing to the Demo Camos and the Rhinos.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party is over. It's all over, my friend. Party's over. It's time to call it a day. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. Party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over, my friend.
You see some of these terrorists coming in to these countries, and you see them as they come to the checkpoint, they grab somebody's kid and carries it over like they're a relative. Have you seen that? Have you seen the size of some of these guys that are coming in? A lot more guys than women. It's going to be interesting. And the Brits, you see what they said? Oh, we're out of this game. Yeah, we're going to try and stay alive on our own. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, Mr. President, what are we going to do with all these infiltrators coming in to cut our throats? Can we sing a kumbaya? What are we going to do?
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such phone. We had a quarrel, a lover's path. Dropped it in the mailbox and sent it special deep. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender.
Celebrate this 4th of July, think about all the people who died so you could have an extra hot dog. Unbelievable. And never forget both sides of the Civil War who fought for what they believed in, and respect their battle flags and don't use it to play a race card. The kid that went into that church and killed the 12 apostles, shot the 12 apostles and killed 9. He was also a Christ hater, but nobody said anything about that. He was wearing a T-shirt that said Goldie's Gym. Did anybody take down the Goldie's Gym company? No. They just played a race card to get rid of the flag that they're practicing with. Because the flag they really want to take down is the red, white, and blue, along with the cross. And that's the name of the game, Break America. But we're not going to let that happen. That's why we all got guns. And we bought 29 million this month. This year. Executive order president. He just recalled the Star Spangled Banner, and as of Monday, the new national anthem is the Iranian national anthem, and he gave him $150 billion to make CDs so we can all learn to sing the Iranian national anthem. So please rise, and we will sing the new American national anthem, compliments of the Iranian military.
Their ball game, zum Heulen war mir doch kein. Koit mir den misslochen Cracker Jack, die lebt kein Mut und dort nicht a weg. Ich seh gut, mut die Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel. Weil sie seh, zwei, drei, zwei, 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 der Baseballspiel. America, land wo sich lieb, steh je bei ihr, madrig sei ihr, überall echt astral und flieb, von die Berge zu die Prairie.
Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe. And remember what the 4th of July is really about. Life for all. Liberty for all. And the pursuit of happiness for all. Inside and outside the womb.
My silver sword to gold. Oh, I've been serenade
These are the things I